Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really relieved and happy to be joined by my friend Christina Reynolds. She's the Senior VP of Communications and Content at Emily's List. Welcome back to the show, Christina. We have some things to talk about. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We sure do. Happy to be back. Happy to have some things to celebrate and some things to talk about and figure out moving forward.
Yeah, I ran into a really good friend of mine randomly last evening, and he was basically asking me, like, hey, Maggie, can you tell me something to make me feel better? That's what he asked me, more or less. And I said, yes. And we went through a whole bunch of things. And we're going to talk about those today, Christina, because while it may seem or feel like the winter is coming, right, or has arrived, there are very good reasons for hope and optimisms. And there are infinite reasons to continue the fight. So let's just kind of step back. You worked both on Hillary Clinton's campaign, and obviously you've been very involved in trying to elect Kamala Harris. How are, just personally and as a friend, like, how are you doing, Christina? Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. There are a number of things that are frustrating about it. Frustrating is the G-rated word I will use for the show.
For radio, the FCC, yes, and we appreciate that, yes.
Right. There are a number of things that that are tough about this. The first is there will be a legitimate real-world impact.
Yes.
The person who is in the White House makes a difference in people's lives. That is true. And to think about some of the things that Donald Trump has promised and some of the things that he said that he promised he would not do, but certainly seems to be moving toward, like the Project 2025 agenda, will do real damage to people's lives. So that's a thing that I think, you know, let's put that in the troubling category and also in the things that we need to think about how we fight against. It's also something where I know an awful lot of people got engaged in this election, especially in the last 107 days, right?
Yes.
A lot of people felt that hope that I think we realized we had not been feeling through a lot of the cycle. A lot of people got engaged in ways they hadn't before. And what I truly hope is that those people don't take the lesson of my work didn't matter, because that's not the case. And here's the reason that I am, the reason that I can go on, right? The reason that I know that that work mattered is because I look at what happened now that we are far enough away from the election where we can say this was not a landslide election by any stretch of the imagination. This was not just a close election, but we're going to end up with the tightest House margin in modern history, which is very important. We always knew this was going to be a bad Senate cycle. And so while it is devastating to lose the senators that we lost, Tammy Baldwin is still going to be a U.S. Senator. Alyssa Slotkin is going to be a U.S. Senator, and she's going to crush it. The same with Angela Alsobrooks and Lisa Blunt Rochester. Jackie Rosen is still going to be a U.S. Senator. And those women, not only are they going to make history, because they will, this will be the first time, sad we have to celebrate it, but this will be the first time that we have two black women
at the same time in the Senate. Yay!
We have now doubled the number of black women who are actually elected to the Senate. And that's exciting. And also those women are accomplished and they're going to get stuff done. Again,
yes.
I'm looking out for the FCC here. For you, Maggie. But so we have made some progress in some important state legislatures, in some important Supreme Courts. And I think you all see in Wisconsin why those state Supreme Courts matter, because of the election of Janet Prusiewicz and other Democrats to the Supreme Court, you were able to draw fair lines in the Wisconsin legislature. And so what we saw was progress. Haven't flipped it yet, but we're gonna, yep. Right? Yep. We are on path to do that. And next up, they will address the congressional lines, which are gerrymandered. But I think what that means next time is some of these candidates who came close, like Becca Cook, you're yes. looking at a race that probably wins next time. And I hope that's true. And I honestly, I wish Becca would run again. But I think that there is a lot out there. And so it matters that Republicans don't have a supermajority in Wisconsin. So when Governor Evers vetoes a bill, it stays vetoed. That is the case in North Carolina as well. We broke the yep. supermajority in part of the legislature, but that's enough that when our newly elected Governor Josh Stein vetoes a bill, it stays vetoed. And those things matter. The idea that we can look at and protect our rights at different levels of the ballot, that we can have people who do the work that we know that Democrats do in office, still there, still fighting for us, matters. And sometimes you don't have to take it all the way over to actually make a difference. In Virginia, in 2017, after we had that devastating loss in 2016, in 2017, the Virginia legislature came very close to tying, but they very nearly flipped the legislature to Democrats, not quite, and they still expanded Medicaid to yes. I think 400,000 Virginians. Those are people who didn't have health insurance and suddenly did. All of these things make a difference. And honestly, we are seeing right now Donald Trump's going to do bad things, and I can't, you know,
can't I can't stop some of them. That,
right. But what I can say is we have already seen Matt Gaetz go down as a nominee. I think we are in the process of watching Hegseth go down.
Yes.
Right. I think that will happen. We are. We still have the power to make some noise. We still have the power to stand up and say, not on my watch, to stand up and, you know, throw a wrench in the works if they're really doing something really bad, or offer something good for them to sign on to. And then we keep working for the next cycle. So I've rambled enough, Maggie. You have to,
No. This is
sometimes, there, but that's how I am. I am both, right?
Well, there are some key themes here, Christina, that I want to distill out of what you said. Mm-hmm. And that is that, the saying all politics is local is even more true now. It was one of the first things that I said on November 6th. I said, people, our discourse gets dominated by the national political atmospherics. But when it comes to your day-to-day life, every one of you that are listening, your day-to-day life is most directly impacted by your local and state governments. That matters. And these are places where you see, especially in the state of Wisconsin, I think much more responsive government and frankly, Democrats making many more inroads. We have a hugely important Supreme Court election in the state of Wisconsin in April coming up. So like, yes. Yep, the fight continues exactly tomorrow. Yes. So that's theme one I hear from your comments, yes. Christina, which I totally and fully endorse. And here's theme two that I hear. Do not forget how thin these margins are, yes. and how close control is in these various states. Wisconsin's state government is more Democratic today as I speak to each and every one of you than it has been since for nearly 15 years since Scott Walker's arrival on the state scene. That is an improvement, and it is material. The margins in Congress, the House is basically going to be down to a 2-seat margin. Currently, the last seat to be called was a House district in California yesterday, so that the overall totals are 220 Republicans to 215 Democrats in the House, but they're going to lose 3 Republicans. Gaetz is gone. He resigned. They're going to lose Elise Stefanik, and they're going to lose Waltz, who's getting appointed into Trump's cabinet. That brings that margin down to 217 or 215. Holy cow, if one of them or two of them stay home or don't show for a vote, that's right. How thin it is. And I think people remembering, one, All politics is local. Pay attention in your own backyard. Get involved there. You can feel the impact of your work immediately. And two, if you look at how close the margins are, very, I think, focused, concerted group effort in certain ways can have that impact because the margins are so thin. So yes. Almost now, more than before, people's work, the fight, I think you're going to be able to see impact in a more immediate way because of how, frankly, divided and close the margins are across all levels of government, including in Wisconsin state government.
That's absolutely true. And I think it's a really important point. You know, watching Gates go down, watching what I hope will be Hegseth, switch here. No votes had happened yet. We had not, you know, we had not seen a massive outcry. I mean, we'd seen outcry, certainly, but we had not seen a massive organizing effort. So just wait until we've all had our little rest. Like, we're ready, you know.
Yes.
We know where to engage and what to do, because the reality is when the margins are that close, the Republicans are going to have to listen to the people in their district. And they know, in many of these cases, you know, there's a reason why midterms are often bad for the incumbent party.
Yep.
And the party that has the White House, because you have to answer for what the White House does. Correct. Voters are not going to be able to hold Donald Trump accountable for what happens in the next 2 years, but they will be able to hold their member of Congress accountable. And we intend, I know from an Emily's List perspective, on helping recruit and helping get up and running the candidates who are going to put pressure on them. So do we hope, you know, we hope that enough of them do the right thing, that sometimes we'll get good stuff through, or we'll at least stop some bad stuff. And where we don't, we're going to hold them accountable at the ballot box.
Shine the bright light. Yep.
And we don't need that many seats to flip it and really be able to take charge.
Thank you for extrapolating like the what's next, or so what do those two things mean, Christina? Because that's exactly where my head was going. Yep. When the margins are small, it means that they can do, all else being equal, it actually constrains some of the crazy. I frankly think Hegseth going down, which I almost guarantee is going to happen, saw a rumor on X right before I hopped online that his meeting with Josh Hawley, scheduled for tomorrow, was actually canceled with no reason given. If they're canceling meetings with senators, it means nearly certainly I think Hegseth is gone. I think Gates being gone, that's some of that impact that we're seeing. It gets hard to defend bananas, guano, crazy when your margins are that small. You have to be listening. With the improvement in maps in places like Wisconsin, again, those margins shrinking in state government, you have to be more responsive. You have to be less crazy versus the way it was before. All that to the benefit of every single American, right? Yes. Republicans, yes, and Democrats. More responsive government is better for every single one of us. We're going to take care of some quick business. We're going to come back with Christina Reynolds. She is the Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. She worked on both the Harris campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign. This woman knows how to be resilient and keep the fight going. We're going to talk more about what this means for Wisconsin. I actually pulled an essay that gives us some particular tactics to help us keep our backs up during the fight. We're going to share all of that and more when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Do you have a question or comment for Christina or I? We'd love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey.